from the British newspaper The Independent. As many as 1 in 10 soldiers, British soldiers, serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, a much higher proportion than previously expected, will develop a mental health problem due to the stress and horror of combat, according to the head of one of Britain's leading armed forces health organizations. Commodore Toby Elliott. See, only in Britain could Toby be a Commodore. The chief executive of Combat Stress, the mental health charity that helps to treat traumatized servicemen, warned this week of a potential time bomb of casualties bearing mental scars. Current figures show about 6% of soldiers, British soldiers, develop some form of mental illness. We're likely to prove an underestimate, he said. Combat Stress says a lot of the veterans on our books don't realize they have mental health problems until they've left the service. The average guy will not seek help for 13 years. One of the reasons that soldiers are reluctant to talk about their problems is because of the culture of the Army and the male psyche, which is not to complain or admit weakness, says Commodore Elliott. By the way, the British Ministry of Defense says it takes the issue of mental health seriously. Mm-hmm. By the way, regarding the issue of stress for British service personnel, their tour of duty, 6 months. Tour of duty of Americans in Iraq, 15 months and counting. And according, that's news from outside the bubble, although this just sneaks into the bubble, just barely, from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thousands of U.S. soldiers in Iraq, as many as 10 a day, are being discharged by the military for mental health reasons. But the Pentagon isn't blaming the war. It says the soldiers had pre-existing conditions that disqualify them for treatment by the government. Many soldiers and Marines being discharged on this basis actually suffer from combat-related problems, according to experts. We'll be the judge of those experts, won't we? But by classifying them as having a condition unrelated to the war, the Defense Department is able to quickly get rid of troops having trouble doing their work while saving the expense of caring for them. The result appears to be that many actually suffering from combat-related problems such as post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injuries don't get the help they need. But hey, look at the good side. They're trained to kill, and they're on the loose. And they're ticked off. What could be wrong? What could the rest of us have to fear from them? I am disappointed, ladies and gentlemen, in the Pentagon for not going the one step further that would appear to be appropriate and say, well, of course you were crazy. Why else would you have enlisted in this stupid war? You know, really, really set the bar high. Senator Kit Bond, Republican of Missouri, and Barack Obama have written and inserted into the Defense Authorization Bill a provision that would make it harder for the Pentagon to discharge thousands of troops. Bond said he learned of the practice from returning Iraqi veterans. He called it an abuse of the system and inexcusable. That's from a Republican. Obama said the practice is deeply disturbing. Pentagon spokesman declined to discuss the matter because it was related to current legislation. The reasons for not discussing matters get better every week. It's connected to pending litigation. No, now it's connected to pending legislation. Well, it's an L word. It's an L word with a Latin twist to it. I don't know. Oh, you know, here we are. Yeah, I was almost afraid I'd left a lovely clipping at home, but I didn't. Anyway, back to this story. Defense Department records show 22,500 cases of personality disorder discharges have been processed over the last 6 years. That's a lot of personality disorder discharges, isn't it? The issue is a window into the broader problem of psychological damage to Iraq veterans. Experts say it has three main causes, multiple and longer deployments, the stress of fighting an insurgency with no breaks and everyone always on the front line, and better and faster medical care that helps troops survive horrific physical injuries that often leave psychological scars. But look, here's the good news is that even if we gave them 6 month tours of duty, they'd still be stressed, according to the Brits. So I say keep them over there forever. Let them adjust. because it's going to be a long war.